Us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, and that's COVID, and it is coming back with a vengeance across the nation. And there are people who are just not accepting it. It's like, okay, we don't care about that. We've been through that. We don't want to deal with that. We're going to move on with our lives. And Milwaukee Public Schools on yesterday was the first day that they were able to do away with the mask. And they came right back. Based on, again, what they are seeing with the number of people who are contracting a virus, COVID, and one day later have put the mask back in place. One day later, I was at school yesterday, one of the schools yesterday, and noticed people did not have their mask on, and everybody was having a great time. And then I turn around yesterday evening and find out that the masks are back. The policy, the same thing with the transit, the buses, all of those things. They're putting back the masks in different states. Those are coming back. And I don't know, you know, how can you be mad? The schools didn't create this new spread. The states didn't create the new spread. It's there. It's a reality. It's happening. And so because of the fact that COVID is back, never really left, and is broadening, what are people supposed to do? Are we supposed to totally ignore it and say, well, we're tired of that. We don't want to deal with that anymore? Because that's what so many people are saying. Far too many people are cavalierly dismissing this. And we see that it's on the rise, especially in the state. And in Wisconsin is one of those states where it is really starting to show up again. And then you have to ask the questions. I thought that they said when it got warmer, we would not have to deal with COVID. You know, well, this disputes all of that. It's not like it's gotten completely warm, but, you know, we're back. It's back. And it's right at a time when all of these different events are scheduled during the summer, during the spring, and people are going to ignore them. Last night, there was a major concert in the city of Milwaukee. A young lady who, I forget her name.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. For those of us who don't know, who... you know, won some Grammys, and the people sat outside, you know, over 24 hours. That's how popular a person this young lady is, and they packed the house. You know, we do know that COVID is back, and I can guarantee you those young people did not wear a mask. And so, I mean, I can't say that right now that I blame them. You know, people want to be free of this. But it's not about whether you want to be free. It's about whether or not we want to be safe and that we want to do things in a safe manner so we don't wind up with what we've been dealing with the last 2 years. You know, we can't act as though, you know, that people upset because, you know, the airlines didn't think it was time to pull off the mask. Well, now, you know, people are going to pull the mask off, and now the airlines and others are saying, hey, wait a minute. And so people are angry. They're upset. I get it. But stop acting like children. You're adults. Do what's in the best interest of all of us, not what's in the best interest of each one of you. You know, you don't want to wear a mask, and a place says you have to wear a mask, then you don't get access to it. To me, it's that simple. And it's got nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, any of that. It's got to do with what makes sense. You know, yeah. Well, you know, it's not as bad as it was. Well, it may not be. This strain may not be as bad as it was, but it's still a strain that we don't know right now, you know, what the impact of it is going to be. I really, for the life of me, I don't understand it. Well, not as many people are dying. So okay, may not be as many people dying. Well, we'll just take the risk. Okay, so you want to take the risk, and society then has to take the risk along with those of you who want to take the risk. I don't think the government should be able to tell me that I need to do this, and so leave me alone. You know, COVID, you know, the mandate that is happening for these airlines and people flying, it's just going to be that simple, just like it was before. If you want to fly, you got to wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask, you're not going to be able to fly. It's, you know, you don't have control over everything. And so that's what they're doing in the interest of the masses of us. And as individuals, you don't have the right. I've always said, as an individual, your rights don't supersede the rights of the masses of us. And so the more we hear the whining and the complaining about we're tired of this, it's time to move on, you know, the federal judge in Florida struck down the mask mandates. He doesn't care about whether or not, in the face of watching COVID expand. And we know, I mean, the woman, her name is Catherine Kimball Mazzelli, and she's a Trump appointee, but we get caught up in the politics. And so, well, Joe Biden is a Democrat, and the Democrats said it, so we're going to overturn it because we don't want, we're Republicans, and we don't want anybody to interfere with our rights. That's crazy. You know, I just hope that things don't get, we can tell where they're headed. You don't have to be, again, a person who is the brightest person to understand this is going to spread. It's spreading now. And maybe we need to do something to prevent it spread. And whatever that is, if it means wearing masks, so be it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.